Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I'm a bro, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Let that beat drop. What's happening, world? How you doing? We back at it with another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? Ready to
we got the house nigga on the line earlier tonight.
It only
man,
counts
it's
when
a
I'm
tournament.
On this motherfucking show anyway, guys.
Yeah,
it only counts when I'm on the show.
We got the house nigga here earlier tonight.
Hey, bro, look, before we start this shit, hey, a nigga was high as a motherfucker last week, man. Oh, man.
That you were. That you were.
Man, hey, I think about it like, bro, I treated y'all so bad. I treated y'all like how Black treat us when she get drunk. Yeah, I was high as a motherfucker, man. High
you
as shit. I
saw stupid. You must have went back and listened to the show.
No, I didn't. Man, look, I just knew I was fucked up. I think fucking Mo asked me some shit. I'm like, nigga, I'm high off life or something. I don't know what the fuck I said. Like, I thought about it. I said, oh, shit.
Oh. Y'all play too much, man. Mo, what to do, Mo?
Yo, man, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get into my week after you get into yours. But I had a long week. But I'm going to get into it. I want you to go first. I'm going to take a little minute.
No, I'm going
to
go first.
First and foremost, let's shout out to our top five countries tuning in. South Africa coming in at number five. We salute you, South Africa. We love you. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in so y'all can move up in our top five countries and regions. Tuning in to the show. Australia, beautiful Australia, is at number 4. United Kingdom is at number 3. I love how United Kingdom stay on this top 5. We salute you over there in the UK. We love you so, so, so much. Number 2 is our folks in Switzerland, still holding down the number 2 spot. We love you, we love you, we love you. And, of course, number 1, United States. Salute the United States everywhere from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, North and South. We love you, whoever tunes in, whoever rocks with us. Continue to rock with us. This month makes 5 years we have been on the air. Wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sundays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 5 years we have been on the air. Causing shit, talking shit, and all of the above.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
So listen, for our guests, if you would like to call in, if you have anything that you want to talk about, I know we don't give the call-out number a lot anymore, just because we be in our own little world, right? But the call-in number is 646-787-1839. Again, 646-787-1839. All right, so my week was called Fuck It.
Man, I could have torn up. I was going to go first. might as well get my shit out the way.
Okay, go ahead, Smooth.
Let's go,
because
he early,
though,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. I called 5 minutes early today, motherfucker. No, man. Man, I'm financially, right now, my money has finally been released. You see what I'm saying? We finally did the close on the last baby mama house with all this other bullshit. So, like, now I can finally focus on myself as opposed to everybody else. You see what I'm saying? You know, I've been making my T's and shit. That's why I was fucked up last week. But I was making my T's. I was decarbing that fucking weed, bro. And, yeah, it got me. You know what I'm saying? It got
not,
it. You know
not the one who always talking about mohai ass. No.
Right. But there's a difference, though. I don't consume. You see what I'm saying? I distribute. You dig? I don't consume. It's just the fact I'm decarbing the shit in the motherfucking house, and I don't know what happened. Actually, I know what happened. It caught me slipping. You see what I'm saying? So I've been doing that shit for the lungs or whatnot. But other than that, man, my week, I ain't had no week. We finalized on this motherfucker house. She signed off on that shit. You see what I'm saying? Motherfucker did the cashier's check, and now I'm free.
Damn,
I'm free. And I feel good.
Well, I think I need to go on the list as a baby mama. You know, I'm up next with buying a house, so I need a check sent this way, too.
I should
than qualify for a baby mama position at this point without having the baby.
You niggas, nigga.
I mean, I should be good for at least a $5,000 check, you know.
Nigga, $5,000 ain't enough for a closing cost. That's the damn truth.
I know that. See, ain't he ask you to pay the whole closing cost? I just asked for $5,000. See, look.
Well, I tell you, well, at least you cheap.
Yeah, when it come to you.
Everybody else gonna get that work, huh? Like, yeah,
yeah, you know, I'm the understanding understanding invisible baby mama. So, you know.
Man, but it's been a mental toll. You see what I'm saying? Going through this last fucking process with a disobedient ass motherfucker. But now that it's over, and now that it's over and shit, I finally get to kick the bitch out.
That's why you was really going hard. You wanted to space back. Yeah, that's what it was. You slowed down your whole process. You know
no, she didn't slow. Nah, she didn't slow a motherfucker thing down. It's just a fact.
I'm
so used to me. You see what I'm saying? I'm so used to me. I love me. I appreciate me. You dig? I don't love nobody else. I don't appreciate nobody else. Nigga, I know when I go inside my house, you see what I'm saying? If there's something on the floor, I pick it up. You know what I'm talking about? But when I come inside my motherfucking house and somebody done threw something on the fucking floor or some shit, you got fucking drugs. Hey, bro, if I fuck it up, I'm okay with it. When somebody else fuck it up, man, we got to fight. Of course. That's just where I'm at with it. I don't like people touching my remote control. Like, damn, dog. Where's my remote, bitch? I don't even get to watch TV. Like, talking about but when I want to go to my fucking TV and I can't find my remote, nigga, we got problems. We got problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you using my soap? Bitch, get your own soap, bitch. I won't clean
you know
my ass. I feel like old boy from the Old Spice commercial. Y'all ever seen them Old Spice commercials? They motherfucker use your soap and shit? That's how I feel. So, yeah. Hey, bro, shout out to all the married people, man. Y'all some strong motherfuckers. I ain't with it.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I'm trying to
show
you.
Fuck you. Look, I'm too selfish for this shit. Look, bitch, hey, we
for
can
those
together,
of you that's tuning in and you don't understand the show dynamic, Mo is hashtag happily married man.
Happily married man.
Smooth is hashtag ain't shit for life. 12 kids, 10 baby mamas.
Ain't shit.
And
I'll
me,
tell you what. I'm
the
free upgrader for me. I upgrade all these hoes. Fuck that. Nigga, I'm a national treasure. God damn it. Ain't shit for life. All right. Now, Black, tell us about your week, man.
My week was just like, fuck it, you know. Doctor's appointments, as you can see, we've been on this phone for a minute. I haven't called.
Oh, no call.
No. I do call very sporadically, but this week I got my Mullen tea in. I ain't gonna lie, only drunk two cups, but I seen a dramatic increase off the two cups. And if you hear a fan, that's my air purifier. So I brought a humidifier and had that running for about 3 or 4 days. And then I have the purifier, which I keep running at night when I sleep. And I've been putting my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I've been getting some good damn sleep. I'm talking about I wake up, my throat be dry. I've been like, boy, I know I'd be in here snoring like a motherfucker. But I've been getting some real good sleep. Coughing has definitely improved majorly, okay, majorly. Just been, you know, getting things in order. I think I'm going to see this week when I go back to work because we were supposed to schedule something. It didn't get scheduled, so I think they're going to say either come back to work or you know, get an excuse to remain out, but I'm not getting paid. So, of course, I'm not going to remain out if I'm not getting paid. So I may have to go back to work on light duty, and that'll be next week or the week after that I do that. So not really looking forward to it, but I got to do what I got to do until the doing is done. So, yeah, I'm just kind of fuck it type week, just taking it easy. I'm on light duty any and everything that I'm doing right now, so that's it. I don't think nothing spectacular happened, you know, thus far this week for me. How was your week, Mo?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm calling my week family first. So it was a bit of a tough week for me because, you know, like my favorite aunt in Cleveland, she got a little sickly, you know what I'm saying? And I know she was sickly, you know. I talked to her like a couple weeks ago. But anyway, long story short, she had passed. But she had passed like a week ago, and I ain't found out.
Sorry, here.
I did. Yeah. Thank you. But I didn't find out about it until Wednesday. So then I had to, and her funeral was Friday. You know what I'm saying? So I had to, like, basically get everything together to get to Cleveland or whatever. End up taking the Greyhound because I just had to hop on there real quick because it was such – the flights and everything was crazy. And the Greyhound got stranded in Pittsburgh, so I was in, like, I had to spend a night at the bus station in Pittsburgh. It was just crazy. But all in all, so I got to get my money back for my ticket or whatever. But all in all, like, it was good seeing my aunt, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to say a quick rest in peace to my auntie Pam. You know what I'm saying? She will be missed. But, you know what I'm saying? She went off beautifully. You know what I'm saying? My family, we sent her off right. And I got a chance to just really kick it with my cousins and, you know, my I only have like a couple of uncles left now and, you know, one aunt on that side. And then, of course, my mom's. So, you know, it was just cool, man. Just family rejoicing. And then I just got back earlier today. So it was just like a whirlwind, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I was on my detox and get greedy. But, you know what I'm saying, law of attraction. Like, I remember just a couple weeks ago, one of my associates had went to, you know, she's from Panama. She brought back some, like, Panamanian rum. And I was like, she was like, did you open it yet? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, nah, you know, I'm kind of chill. I'm just going to wait for, like, a good to celebrate and do it. But anyway, long story short, I ended up kind of cracking it open and just having, like, a shot, you know, once I found out on it passed. But, you know, that's it. And then, like I said, I'm in Cleveland, and, you know, my people, they just want to hit me off with stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Now I got some trees, and I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to chill out, but, you know, it is what it is, man. So that's my week. So family first, man. It's all good. You know, back in New York, but, you know, just keeping it tight with my people. So that's my week.
Oh, your people gave you some weed or they gave you some mushrooms? I thought it's her. Yeah.
Nah, some trees. But I was like, damn. You know,
oh, okay.
Saying?
I'm about to say, nigga, boy, you take some
Cleveland trees.
Too.
I was like, I couldn't resist. You know what I'm saying? How can I turn that down? So, you know, I'm kind of a little, you know, wavy right now. But I'm chilling, though. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it, though. You know, that's enough.
You know what I want all three of us to do? I'm going to do it once I figure out. I'm going to do it next month, I know. To do the, go to AfricanAncestry.com. And get your DNA test done, your African DNA test done.
Oh, I did that already. I got to do my mother's side. I did my father's side already, though.
Yeah, on there for the men, like it's the father's side. So for women, because we don't have that I think it's the Y chromosome, so you have to do it from your maternal side for the women on there. But I definitely am doing that. I'm definitely doing that next month myself. Someone was telling me about it, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and get mine done and get it out of the way. So I'll be doing mine next month. Must have.
Yeah. I'm gonna let y'all too take care of that.
Oh, so you just don't
nigga, anybody
don't
put me in no data, please. Fuck what you talking about.
You don't want to know?
Nigga, the only time I share my DNA is when I'm coming in bitches. Other than that, fuck it.
You know what? So, so we did get the, I did get my youngest son's room done. I told you they came in here a couple weeks ago and was like, we want our own room. What? Where the hell does this independence come from? So, I ended up breaking down, no lie. I ended up breaking down my guest bedroom. You know, I think with the fourth bedroom there, people, like, tend to, I think just the energy, like, you know, black got an extra bedroom, and people just tend to want to come and stay. And me, yeah. I'm very volunteering of energy, right? You know, you got the people that won't ask you directly, so they won't say, oh, well, you know, I ain't ask them. They ask me, but then they just keep hitting around to, I don't know where I'm going to go, and I don't know what, you know, you got them kind, and then you got the kind that's just outright asking. So I completely dissected my fourth bedroom, the guest bedroom. So I had, I took the bed out and put the bed in the playroom. So I dissected the playroom because they wanted separate rooms. And so there's a full-size bunk bed set in their room. But my youngest son never really slept in his bed in that room, maybe 2 to 3 times ever since they had it. And they had it for over a year. So he never sleeps in there. So I'm like, okay, he don't want to be in there. He's not comfortable. I get it, right? But and he slept with me. And so what I paid attention to was the detachment, right? So with him not sleeping in the bed with me, he would then stay up all night. You know what I'm saying? Because he's so used to sleeping in the bed with me, he would end up staying up all night long or in the playroom. So when I put the bed from the guest room into his room and changed everything up about it, man, he slept like a baby, like the baby that he is. He was knocked out last night. So we got his TV hung up on the wall. We got all of those things situated when it comes to him. And take that and then come back. We got everything situated for him in his room. I threw the couch out that was in the playroom. And so he got his bed. He got his TV on the wall. They got their toys. And he just don't know what to do. Of course, y'all know I got cameras in the room. So they looking like, dang, you just created the room. You going to put the camera up already? So
cameras in the room.
Yeah, I got cameras. I got 6 cameras up around my entire house.
Oh,
there's a camera
so that's
in each
what that,
one of the
that post was about. Yeah, man, I got a notification on YouTube about that.
I got the cameras. Yeah, my brothers came, and one of them came to help me move everything from the coughing. So I found out this week that I have a hernia in my stomach, and that came from all of the severe coughing that I was doing. So I'm like, you know, this is going to go away by itself. Of course, I'm going to stay on the herbs and things like that at the same time, but I can't lift anything. So my brother came by, and he moved the beds and the dresses and stuff for me. And then my spiritual brother came by, and he hooked up the rest of the cameras. So I actually put up 2 more cameras yesterday, one in the 3-year-old's room, and I put one more camera outside of the house. So I was super stoked that everything got done in such a timely manner. They were very helping.
Real quick, I don't want to cut you off, but that's dope how you're doing your cameras, because you got your, you know, you got young kids and everything. But that's exactly why I would never do an Airbnb. I will always be forever at a hotel. I'm being recorded, bitch.
Yeah.
In the room? Yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there. Hotels all day for me. No Airbnb.
Nigga, Mo about to be on OnlyFans.
You is so stupid. No, but I'm like that because, you know what, I'm in my office so much. And so I got one more house guest that may come, and I told him, I said, if you got to come, you got to bring your own bed or you sleep on the floor. I'm not making it comfortable. You better get a blow-up mattress or something. I'm not making it comfortable for nobody. But once that happens, this is because they're selling the house that she's renting, and she hasn't brought her house yet. But once that happens and she leaves, I am moving my office to that 4th bedroom so I could be upstairs with them. But because I'm always working and I'm always in my office, I can look on the cameras at anywhere in my house. There's one in the living room. There's one in the kitchen. There's one on the side of the house. There's one in the front yard. There's one in both of their rooms. And I can see up the hallway. So I can see what they're doing other than them going into the bathroom. I can see what they're doing without having to call them or get up and keep going to check on them. So that's why they're there for me and my purposes, because I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yeah, no, of course. Man, look, I was 7 years old when I evicted my brother. You know what I'm talking about? So it tickled my heart when you said that your kid's like, man, fuck this. We need our separate room.
Right.
I had to get rid of that nigga. I had to get rid of him. Like, I was 7 years old.
The 3-year-old was like, fuck that. I don't want to be around him no more.
Right. It's real. Like, man, look, because you remember back in the day, man, motherfuckers used to share beds. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So what happened was, this little nigga pissed on me, bro. He pissed on me. I'm going to be honest with you. He pissed on me. I was sleeping. I woke up in a puddle. I thought I peed on myself, but nah, nigga, it was him. I couldn't take it no more. Fuck it. You know what I'm talking about? But I was so fucking mad. I was so upset. Man, my dad was like, what's going on? I said, I can't take it no more. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So I went to, it was an extra room up in the apartment or whatnot on the basement shit. So I just went in that motherfucker. Like, fuck it. This is my new domain. Don't nobody come in this bitch. And I slept on the floor until nigga bought me a bed. Fuck it. It is what it is. But I was so happy to get rid of this old
They'll sleep on the floor, too, like.
Yeah.
Like, heavy. But you know what? They are completely opposite. You know what I'm saying? And by them being so opposite, you know, I knew it would be time. But the three-year-old came and was like, Mom, I want my own room. And, like, when I made the playroom, he didn't – the only time he go into the other room is when he want to play the PS4. Other than that, he stayed in the playroom. Like, and he stayed in his room all day long and watched TV. When I look on the camera, he either jumping on the bed watching TV, laying across the bed watching TV. Like, he on his big boy shit. And I absolutely love it and adore it. And now he can be comfortable because he can step into his own instead of feeling, like, detached because he slept in the bed with me since he was a baby, right? And this is the same time that I put his brother out of the room right before his brother turned 4 years old. So this is when I detach my kids from sleeping in the bed with me, feeling like they have to sleep in the bed every night. I'm a mom. So, and then I breastfeed my baby.
How many TVs
do
they
have? Different type
before
of detach.
You continue. How many TVs are
each one of them
utilizing?
Had their
own TV. Oh, no, we can't have that. We can't have that. The reason why I said we can't have that, they still need to learn how to be able to conduct kid policy.
Fuck that. I tried for a whole week.
No, no.
I had just brought a TV to go in the playroom.
Meaning like, all right, nigga, from 2 to 3, you know what I'm saying, I got the TV, et cetera, et cetera. Because if they don't learn to do that shit now, when it come down to fuck around negotiating with everybody else outside the house, nah, nigga, they going to be animals.
Well, they have their balance, right? Because even though both of them have tablets, they'll still share a tablet. They still have to share a TV when it's time for the PlayStation, you know, things like that. But with them just having absolutely one TV at all times, and when one want to play the PlayStation, the other one can't watch TV, that shit don't work. They had just broke the TV in the playroom, and they went 1 week. Probably close to 2 weeks without a fucking TV, but just one. I got so tired of them arguing and yelling and crying. I said, listen, I'm not going to do this shit. I don't want to hear it. That's why I ain't got no girls.
Nah,
I'm a boy mom. I don't want to hear all that crying. I don't want to hear all that whining and all that. No. My mama used to smack my brother in the back when he used to whine. Stop whining. Yeah.
But you see, the thing is, they still got to learn a lesson that they won't get what they want all the time. You see what I'm saying? So by them both having their own TVs, it's bigger than just, like, not hearing them fucking bitch and complain because, like, they still need to be able to negotiate amongst themselves. That's all I'm saying. Like, nigga has to learn that shit. Like, man, look, nigga, we had Buku TVs, but the only TV y'all can use is that right there. I'm like, God damn, what, Rick? So,
we don't operate like that in here because I don't be wanting to hear it. But they got plenty of things that they share. You know, the toys is in the room that Juice in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they share the toys and all that, you know, when they feel like it. But they still boys and they Gen Z kids. So, you know, it's a little different than when we was growing up.
Digital. Gen Z is digital.
Like a negotiation.
Yeah.
Still a negotiation.
3-year-old. Know how to work a tablet, know how to put the password in and every damn thing. Know how to work the TV, know how to go from Netflix to YouTube and find exactly what he want. The fuck? And he 3. So, yeah, that's completely different. We didn't get cell phones. They didn't come out with cell phones.
Man,
still
going to be a man.
Technology
ain't got shit to do with
to
fucking social emotional skill. Technology ain't got shit to do with social emotional skill.
Good. But check this out. Tonight's topic. I know they like these motherfuckers rambling. Oh well, we almost went 30 minutes. Oh shit, yeah, we went 30 minutes into
we
the
got
intro.
Two
yeah.
More minutes. Yeah.
We got a whole hour left. But I'm pretty sure most Russ from his chop up is the last 30 minutes or 20 minutes of the show, just because he does one episode at the end of the month with Real Famous Chop Up. So he's just touching on stuff. So that gives us a couple minutes to touch on this topic. Today's topic is, could you be in a committed relationship with a bisexual? And the reason that I just put bisexual, because it could go for men or women. Now, both of these men on the phone, I kind of know what their answers is, but mine's going to be completely different because I am I'm talking in reference to a man. You have two guys that's talking in reference to a woman, but it's going to shock you at how different their answers are going to be. So which one of y'all want to take the topic first?
First of all, Black the Raker, but keep going.
You know what?
I'll go first.
All right, Mo, you got it.
All right, so once again, tonight's topic, could you have a committed relationship with a bisexual? Now, once again, hashtag happily married man, and this would have to be an alternate universe. But in an alternate universe, committed? No, because to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, well, first off, before I say committed, no. First off, like, if I wasn't with my wife, like, I'm looking for a wingman that would happen to be a woman. Like, that's just the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can just have, like, a wingman, fly a little chick, you know what I'm saying, to get down with the females and all that, that's kind of dope. But at the same time, you know,
man, you take your bitch.
Look, I don't want to pass no judgments or whatever, but, you know, you can't make a whole housewife. You know what I'm saying? That's just a golden rule.
Why would
rule,
she be
right?
Oh, she bisexual? Wait a minute.
No, let him continue, baby. Let him continue.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yo, that's what I said. I'm not trying to start nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But at the same time, if she getting down like that, I gotta have, you know, if it's gonna be like committed. And what I'm talking committed to, I'm talking like wife type stuff. Girl, like, once again,
exactly.
Either you're married or you're not. You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking like if I was to, you know, commit a man like a wife, you know what I'm saying, and she was bisexual and stuff like that. That can't fly with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as that, I just seen how that shit goes left. You know what I'm saying? Like, just from friends of mine or whatever, a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? But
I told you that nigga was going to lose his bitch. You ain't going to listen.
But if I wasn't, you know, like, if we just cooling, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's some real just pimp shit on anything. Cause
this committed relationships. We ain't talking about pimp shit. We just talking about committed relationships.
Wait, hold on. But what's your definition of a committed relationship? That could be my I
married,
be committed.
Committed, you and them.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Then that's a no. But
everybody
but,
has their own definition.
Yeah, but like, you know,
because committed ain't got to do with
married. He could definitely have
for Mo, that's
it.
What his form of committed, he understands.
Right.
Your committed would be in a relationship with, you know the fuck the difference is, but we're going to explain
right,
it for
I
the
know.
People. The only thing Mo understands as committed relationship is marriage, because
it's
either you're married or you're single, when it comes to Mo. So it's his commitment is being married. Yes, for Mo it's
cool,
marriage.
Right now, Mo be making little slick-ass comments, but I don't know.
Well, Well, all right, so Smooth. I can't wait to hear what Black gonna say, but I think I know what Black.
Yeah, I've been hearing him too, Smooth. Don't
nigga,
worry about it.
Nigga, Black. Right. Black is a rapist, man. So we can't.
No,
nah,
Smooth. What's your answer? So Mo answered his, and Mo said no, he cannot be committed to a bisexual woman. He feels though that's a hoe. So, okay. Oh, wait. Mo, explain why do you feel that a woman has to be a hoe to be bisexual?
No, look. I'm not judging. I rock with the whole, you know what I'm saying? I rock with, you know, sexual freedom and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I rock with it. Hold on. I didn't hear what Smooth said. But look, what I'm trying to say is I'm the last person that's going to judge somebody on their, especially a female, on their sexuality. You know what I'm saying? But it's just different codes and ethics that I roll with as far as a marriage. You know what I'm saying? So that's like some whole mentality, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if I had a wingman that was a guy and we was just both out here getting it, like I was maybe back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Me and my homeboy, we on our married crashers type shit, and we just a wedding crashers type shit, and we just out here, you know what I'm saying, competing. You know what I'm saying? We was holding around, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. So what I'm saying,
everybody keep using them words wrong. Nigga, if you ain't getting
right, just
because
y'all was out there hoeing around, this girl could be
right,
loyal to one female
nigga,
than one
difference.
Man.
Nah,
big
nigga.
Difference.
You was being promiscuous, nigga. You wasn't hoeing because you wasn't getting paid for your activity.
All right, true. All right, yeah. All right, so let me. Like I told you, I'm a little wavy right now. So let me get my. I'm not as Trump type as I usually would be. But anyway, so what I'm trying to say is this. You know what I'm saying? Like when I was saying being. Yeah, being promiscuous and stuff like that. Because, yeah, the whole definition is getting money or whatever. And when I do say that pimping type stuff, it is getting – or just having fun, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can have whole activities and be having fun, like, with that. So what I'm just trying to say is I couldn't be committed to that, but we could definitely have fun in a situation with that if I came across a female that was into that.
All right. That's Mo's point of view, guys. If you guys are listening in and you want to chime in to the show, give us a call, 646-787-1839. 646-787-1839. All right, Smooth, what is your answer?
All my bitches kiss each other.
And here we go.
I was tickled pink when I read this. Hey, that's the only reason why I called so early. I called while the dude with a nigga was singing. Yeah, I don't never be here for the intro. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. Man, look, all my bitches kiss each other. I'm about to play with y'all. Like, nigga. See,
and by his bitches,
different...
he means his baby mamas. Because all his baby mom, well, all but one of his baby mamas is
no,
his
no, 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 no. Not all the baby mamas. I'm talking about bitches in general. Just all my bitches.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know. It be that way sometimes. You know, sometimes you got to fire a bitch and, you know, we hire a bitch. It be that way sometimes. So, that being said, that's like a prerequisite. Nigga, either you buy Kira's or you buy Sessions. Let's just call it what it was. You see what I'm saying? I haven't been with a straight bitch in so long. I don't even know if they still exist, to be honest with you. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if they still exist. I've heard rumors. I've heard rumors about straight bitches. But look, for the last 20 years, since 2000, man, all these hoes buy kids in some shape, form, or fashion. You talk a bitch in everything these days. So as far as commitment's concerned, my level of commitment in modes is different. Like I just told y'all at the beginning of the show, man, hey, all more power to all you married motherfuckers. Look. I ain't got time. Look, bitch, if I get married, nigga, they're going to have to legalize polygamy, and everybody going to have their own house because I need my space. Period. I'm going to be committed to you in my own realm of commitment as far as my definition is concerned. But,
yeah.
Look, you kiss her, she kiss you kiss me, and we all together.
Yeah,
that's what I'm at with.
So do you think, Smoke, do you think that women that like women, that they are sluts in the definition of what Mo said? Do you feel the same way?
No, I'm a slut. I'm not talking about them hoes. I don't believe them hoes are sluts. I know I'm a slut because of what I do. I'm promiscuous. That's exactly who I am, but I'm honest about it. You see what I'm saying? So my definition of a slut, because we already had this conversation, my definition of a slut is a motherfucker who lies about why they do what they do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're honest with it, if you think about it, like the bras that I fuck with, you see what I'm saying, as far as on a friend level, the bras that I fuck with are honest about what they want. You see what I'm saying? I hate a bitch that talks shit about another bitch but do the same shit behind closed doors. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah.
So you're only a slut to me if you're lying about it. Or correctly. If you're lying about why you're doing it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If you're honest about why the fuck you're doing, you're just a regular motherfucker. You have needs, and you getting them needs fulfilled. You see what I'm saying? But if you lying about it, you talking shit about somebody else, I'll bet you a slut. Because the only reason why I would say slut, because I don't respect you enough to look at you in a manner that is conducive to me saying you're just a regular motherfucker. Nigga, slut is an insult. You see what I'm saying? So I'm insulting
right.
you because you're insulting me. You're insulting my fucking intelligence. Why are you doing shit? Like, oh, man. Oh, I did this only because of that. Oh, bitch, whatever. You want to do it, lying bitch. Shut the fuck up. That's just like me. Like, if I fuck a bitch, it's because I wanted to. Like, it's not because, oh, man, I was so depressed. I just fell in the pussy. What?
Yeah.
How did this fall in the pussy?
My shoestrings was untied.
Right, and I just tripped over. I like that one. I'm gonna use that one day. My shoestrings was untied, and I just fell in the pussy. It was amazing. I can't believe it happened to me like that. I'm gonna turn to Mike Tyson and say, yeah. Just I was tying my shoes and just fell right in the pussy, like ooh, yeah, right in the fucking mouth. You just started sucking it. Good slide, yeah, fucking come on. I love black man. That's my nigga for real.
You fucking childish.
Hey, you said it, but I like it. I love that one. I'm going to use that one with it. I'm going to use it on purpose. But no, man. everybody has needs. Everybody has desires. Everybody has wants. You see what I'm saying? If you're honest about your needs, your desires, and your wants, you're okay with me. You're okay with me. I'm
right.
not going to consider you a slut. Because I, nigga, I do so much fucking, it's ridiculous. I love it. I love fucking. That's the only time I actually feel whole. I'm 100% physical. You see what I'm saying? So if you give me a gift, it don't mean shit to me. People stop buying me shit because they say I'm unappreciative. It's not that I'm unappreciative to it. I just don't have the same attachment to it like you do. You see what I'm saying? The same mental attachments. I don't do that quality time shit, that love language. I took that love language test years ago. I'm 100% physical. I'm a fucking dude. Purely. So, like, nigga, if you ain't touching me, you ain't shit to me. That's how I go. So,
well, damn, I ain't shit to you. I'm supposed to be your best fucking friend.
No
fuck.
No. Stop. We talking about people that's getting his dick. Calm down, nigga.
Oh. Okay.
Calm down.
My bad.
Wait, nigga, we ain't talking about other motherfuckers. We talking about them bitches that be getting mad because they feel as if because they bought me something, I'm supposed to be like, oh, thank you, honey. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I didn't ask you for it, bitch.
Shut up and suck this dick.
Right, that's all I really wanted. Like, bitch, if I'm mad with you, I'll tell a bitch right now. If I'm mad with you and if I'm upset with you, nigga, you got some timeout clothes that you need to put on and just go and suck this dick. Go and suck the dick. I'm mad with you. Even if I say, oh, don't touch me, and I just, you know what I'm saying, lift my shirt up so you can lick my nipple. Bitch, I'm letting you know what you need to do.
Mad because
this
is a shirt up at the same time.
Right.
I'm mad. I don't want shit to do with you.
Take his boxes off. Bitch, don't touch me.
Like, how dare you? You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you know me, like, for everybody who knows me, for all the females that know me, you see what I'm saying? They know exactly how to get on my good side, my good graces, if they fuck up. So if this might send me some news, I'm like, all right, bitch, yeah, some news. Some news might get you up. What's happening? You see what I'm saying? But, like, the bitch sends some fucking news, letting you know, like, all right, bitch, I fucked up. Yeah, she fucked up. All right, okay, cool, bitch, yeah, you fucked up. Then I might call the bitch. What's going on? I'm outside. All right, okay, cool. Well, it is what it is. Like, after you touch me, you do what you do to me, and shit, we can have a conversation about how you fucked up. But if you don't do that, then all right, bitch, you on the out. Fuck wrong with you? I'm about to play with you. So, like, no, back to the answer. Hell no, if you kiss another bitch, you're not a slut. I love you. I just don't love that other side with the men. You know what I'm saying? I don't love the other side. So, like Flo, right? Black, no Flo. Black and Flo
don't
two
talk
peas
about
in a pot,
my homegirl
right?
now.
Whatever. Black and Flo are two peas in a pot. They bunch of rapists. You see what I'm saying? So, but me and Flo, we have an agreement.
Come up with a conversation. Flo is always the
right.
Good me, Flo. Go ahead.
Flo is the most toxic bitch in the world, but that's my baby. I hate her to death. But that's my baby. You see how it's just toxic like a motherfucker. But me and Flo, we have an agreement. You see what I'm saying? Because Flo has the desires to rape niggas, but she ain't raped me. So
that's desires to rape niggas.
Yeah, man, Flo got a butt fetish for real. Like, nigga, I would never sleep with my stomach around Flo. Like, bitch, even though Flo know I fuck her up, she bad enough to try, nigga. So fuck that, I ain't fucking with you, bitch. So, but Flo has his butt fetish, and we have an agreement. She's allowed to fuck niggas in their ass, but she's not allowed to let them fuck her. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's it is what it is. Like, nigga, hey, I'm okay with you going out getting you some butt pussy, boy pussy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You get all the boy pussy you want, but that nigga ain't getting no real pussy, period. That's a fucking agreement that we have. Like, she's cool with it. She, all right, okay, cool. Like, nigga, I remember one time I was drunk, and I had some rope and some handcuffs and shit like that, and I was like, I looked at the bitch. I said, bitch, you can do whatever you want to me. Then her eyes got big, and then I got undrunk. Oh, no, hold up, stop. saying? Right, nigga. So, like, after the words came out of my mouth, when I seen her eyes, nigga, I was no longer drunk. Nigga, I sobered up quick. Oh, hold up. Wait a minute. Wrong bitch. Nope.
Yeah, nope. You are so retarded.
Fuck that.
Wait, you gotta tell Flo to call me, because I got to catch up with Flo. I'm sick of you throwing my motherfucking dog under the bus. Yes, sir.
Whatever. Whatever. Hear that shit. So, you got to know your audience when you say shit like that. Them eyes told me, like, nigga, you fucked up. Like, ha-ha, nope. I was saying that awful.
All right. All right. So, whew, shit, y'all is crazy as hell. All right, so I'm going to give my answer to this question, okay? Would you be committed to a bisexual, okay? Well, for me, it'll be, would I be committed to a bisexual man, okay? So I'm going to try to break this down in the best way possible, especially for the people that, like, don't know what Smooth is talking about when he keeps saying I'm a rapist. But first, let me explain this. And we're three different spiritual beings on this line, you know, having a human experience, and we may not agree, you know, with the other person's point of view. So I'm going to start off by saying this. If a woman is bi-curious or bisexual, for me, that does not make her a whore. That doesn't make her a slut. That doesn't make her promiscuous. That is somebody that just knows what they like. You can have the options to like both, right? And that's your free will. I am for everybody doing whatever is whatever makes them happy, okay, without trying to put a name or judgment on the situation or look at you in any type of other way. So to me, that does not make you a whore. That doesn't make you a slut. That makes you somebody that likes to have fun, okay? And I salute you. Now, can I be in a committed relationship with a bisexual? So here's my answer. Okay, wait. So Smooth says that I'm a rapist because anybody that knows me know that I love to play with men that are bisexual. Now, play, meaning that, you know, I love to strap on, I love to penetrate booty holes, whatever the case may be. We had, you know, Smooth is my best friend since, 2009, 2010. And I had went to visit Smooth in New Orleans, and I had a friend to come by and say, come by. I have no idea what happened to the phone just then.
Yeah, I'm about to
get
my phone
fucked up. Probably, you know, Smooth on a BlackBerry.
Oh, hold on.
You know, they don't even make BlackBerries no more. No, your phone is like super messed up.
Wow.
That shit sound like you on a house phone. He on a BlackBerry.
No, nigga, that was y'all. Fuck that.
That was not.
You quit now. You quit now.
So anywho, I love to play with men that, you know, are open in that manner. Now, here is why I would say committed relationship, no. Because I have boys, right? And I am not accountable for how someone else thinks, right? And they are not accountable for how I see them. You understand me? So I can feel like this is my man, this is my person, and we can enjoy butt play together, but how do I know they're not looking at my boys in that manner? You know what I'm saying? Now, I say that because I do have several gay male friends, okay? And when I listen to their stories about how they first experienced any type of gay activities or any type of gay behavior, it was generally when they were extremely young, and it was with a cousin or brother or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Going to school, they stop, do what they do, and go. And a lot of gay people, you know, like, people's stories are different, but their stories start when they're very young, experiencing and playing with somebody. So I don't trust a person that much to feel like he would let me you know, play with him, and he is not looking at my children in a certain type of way. Yeah. Not to say that any man that likes their butt played with, that they're a pedophile or anything like that, but I am a mother first, right? So if something like that was to happen, then I would have to fucking, you know, who can I hold accountable but myself? So generally, if I do know, I do not engage in committed relationship with someone that I know is openly bi. Now, I have an extreme gaydar, and so I've been in a relationship with somebody where I highly suspected them of messing with men, but yet they never ever admitted it. They never ever, you know, let me experience that. And a lot of times we would think, like, if a man does not, women would think, okay, if a man doesn't let you touch their booty or rub on them in any type of way, it's like they're not with it. That doesn't mean that. If a man knows that his booty hole has been penetrated, and he may be in his head like, they may feel that my booty is open, or they may feel, they may be able to recognize something has went in there, they would be overly protected towards a woman in that aspect. So, you know, if something is happening that I don't know about, you know, that it doesn't come to me, and then safety is so important right now, because in that realm, like, you know, quite a few, like, my homeboys that are into men, the ones that I know, they are very, very, very extremely mega promiscuous, right? And most gay men that I know, right, and I'm in Atlanta, most of the gay men that I know, they always target straight men, right? And so they know how to play a role, like the straight homeboy, and they give, like, fucked up advice to their homeboy just to break them up in their relationships, and you thinking that's your homeboy, and they always sitting down laughing and coming around you all the time playing with you, but they're actually baiting you up, right? Just like I Am Zoe, you know, he has millions and millions of followers, been on Wild and Out. He would go on these rants on his YouTube page about how men screw him over, and these are straight men that he thought he turned out to be gay, but yet they still deal with women. You know what I'm saying? So these men, they purposely target straight men. So it's a lot that kind of comes along with that. But if I'm just dealing with somebody and we rocking and I don't have to be around you like that, I don't have to be in your energy like that, and you want me to, you know, play, then, hey, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, but
there's no secret.
So now the one thing I was saying earlier too, like, bisexual, to me, look, a bisexual woman is, once again, I don't want to have labels and stuff like that. It's going to come off that way, but I'm just trying to, express it. My
oh, man, nigga, embrace
your label. So bisexual, like, if she's a bisexual woman, she's been turned out. You know what I'm saying? If she's not, like, just gay where she just likes females, or if she likes both, she's been turned out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now, you just said, like, she can be, you know, with one particular female and one dude or whatever, and that's just usually not the case. In most cases, bisexual women are a lot of times promiscuous. So all I'm saying is this. She's already turned out. She's already promiscuous. Having fun with it. Comes in like, yo, you might as well get paid. You might as well get this money. You know what I'm saying? So
but you can't put that label on most women, because I know a lot of bisexual women that are not turned out. They in happily married commitments, and they only, you know, mess around with women if their husband is around, or if for the girl that their husband approves. So you can't even say that most women that are bisexual are turned out. It's just that she loves penis still, and she might like to play.
Yeah, but for the dyke woman, that's trying to get that, she looking at it from a total different perspective. Like, so if this is a bisexual woman, and I'm saying she's like a lipstick lesbian, I'm just putting a label out there, so she's like a fine, like, bisexual woman, right? And she come across some butch-ass chick. That butch is going to be getting at her in a way that would just prove my point in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because
nigga, that's something that you answered, my nigga.
Huh? I mean,
because just like a butch broad can come at the bitch, a real nigga can come at the bitch, nigga. Like, it
that's
don't
what
matter.
I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
know what I'm saying? So she can get it from every angle because she's gonna have that energy is gonna be out there because she's that. And once again, I'm not judging it at all. Like I dig it. I like most women now, most young women now. That's the norm. So what I'm just trying to say is I'm not passing judgment to it. I'm just I've come to the grips that that's how most of the females are. But it kind of just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's just it's the promiscuous about it, and it's just gonna be that energy is gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? Because she's turned out. She goes both ways. She's turned out. You know what I'm saying? Both ways is turned out. And the same thing for a guy. Once a guy has that energy, and he's that's why they say no matter what, if a guy can't really be bisexual, because if it's a guy, he's gonna be looked at as gay because he's already opened up that portal. You know what I'm saying? Once that portal's open, you can't reclose it. You know what I'm saying? You turned out. Male or female. That's what I'm trying to say. That's my point.
Bisexual is just a term, but you're still gay. It doesn't matter.
Like bisexual means that you go both ways. That's my whole turned out point of view. That's why I'm saying turned out, because you can turn either direction. Turned out. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to make that point. But I'm not knocking it. I love bisexual guys. Hey man, I don't really rock with it. The only bisexual guy that
I would never
like,
allow you to say that like that.
Well, hold on.
What?
Hold on, I'm about to say. Like Frank Ocean, his music or whatever, that's the only dude that I'm like a fan of as far as his artistry.
La 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 la. I never think you finish that statement. Where do you think you about to go with, dog?
I'm not about to go nowhere. What I'm
I'm about to say.
I'm 100 with my sexuality, so I look. Nothing's gonna throw me off my pedestal. All I'm just trying to say is, look, I'm a big fan of bisexual females. Like I love it. Like I love. Go to Real Adult Talk Twitter page. I love it. You know what I'm saying? But bisexual guys, that's a whole nother realm. So I'm just trying to say, my point is the whole coming out point. You know what I'm saying? Once you open up that portal. Male or female, that energy is there, and that's just the part I'm getting at. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to put a label on it or call it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't really dig with bisexual women, but bisexual men, I rock with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
Yeah. But this was,
I'll live black in that,
this was definitely another fascinating topic. So, I mean, before we get into the world famous chopper, do you want to put any bow on this topic?
No, this was very interesting. The commentary was right along the lines of what I expected, right? Super funny, Smooth is hella crazy. And I mean, Smooth, do you want to do story time and tell them about the fried chicken that you that you hold
that
me
was,
to for the rest of my life, you know?
Oh man.
No, we've had that discussion quite a few times on this show.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it there. We're going
to
leave it there.
It'll be a perfect time to tell them with this particular topic, you know, so.
No. Black know what the hell happened, nigga. Oh, nigga, what the fuck?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, that's the same thing I used to tell Smooth, though. I used to tell Smooth, like, hey, you know, I like this. And he's like, shit, yeah, okay, you know. And I was living in Baton Rouge, and he was living right there in New Orleans. So I used to go back and forth and visit him whenever I had free time because I was definitely moving around a lot back in those days. And so as I was saying, I went to go visit him. And I got there first, right? And so Smooth was like, you know, I'm on my way. But, you know, my little buddy, you know, and he is B.I. So my little buddy, you know, came through before, you know, Smooth got there. And so I was like, Smooth, I said, when you get outside, bro, hit me up because I'm finna go get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, all right, man, you know, cool. So, you know, my little buddy came through and, you know, we did what we did or whatever, whatnot. And, he left, and then I actually, you know, was heading. I went and got something and came back. So he said, well, where did you get something to eat from? And I told him, right? And he was like, well, why I smell like fried chicken in here? I said, what? He said, why I smell like fried chicken? I said, I don't know. I got some oil right here. He told me, but why does what the oil shouldn't make it smell like fried chicken in here? Didn't know what they even talking about. But, you know, I had just, you know, used a strap, you know, or whatever. And I was like, I don't know. I said, I did just use a strap. He talking about, oh, my God. Where was y'all at? just flipped out. He was like, and that's why he always called me the racist.
Like, the nigga ain't warn me, bro, because, like, apparently I was about to sit down in the grease spot. You know what I'm saying? But, like, when I came to the door, when the nigga left, he couldn't even look me in my eyes. I'm like, man, what's wrong with this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Because, hey, it's just one thing about me. Like, a man is always going to dress another man with eye contact, period.
True.
A real nigga. Like, you know, a weak-ass motherfucker off a nigga lying or some shit, he ain't going to look in your eyes all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So I go knock on the door, this nigga come out, and he ain't address me. I'm like, man, what the fuck? What the fuck? This nigga look wrong. If I come inside that smelling-ass environment and shit, what black ain't telling y'all was that the strap was still on the bed underneath the covers where I was about to sit at.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah. Turned out, man. Like,
but
man,
I didn't let you take that L, though. Right.
She saved the nigga. Yeah, she saved the nigga just in time.
Yeah, you took full advantage of that, man. See, that's what I'm trying to say. He called me
because I'm true to this. I don't just say it, you know what I'm saying, just to be like, oh, you know, trying to be cool. Like, man, I done did some things, you know what I'm saying, with some people.
Yeah.
You know, it's certain people that just rock with me just because of that, you know. But it just, like, I've never been able to just be in a committed relationship with anybody that I felt like, you know what I'm saying, was there. I might have questions, but, you know, I'm already into it and, you know, going with the flow of things. But I definitely don't have a problem with a man that's like that, just in a committed environment. I just wouldn't be comfortable. Not like I said, to clear the air, I'm not saying that they are a pedophile. But what I am saying is that between the stories that I've heard from all of my friends that are in that manner, they shit started when they were very young. Hell, I had to watch my own boys around each other. You know what I'm saying? And so, at the same time, I don't know what would be on a person's mind, and I couldn't do nothing but kick myself if something went left, right, as a mother. So I'm very protective of my boys anyways, you know what I'm saying? I don't even, you know, I don't play when it comes to their energy and the people that I have around them. So, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, it could be that one person that, you know, absolutely is not on no crazy-ass shit, and then we just end up in a committed relationship. Because a lot of times, committed relationships, those are things that happen that you least expect, and it goes down that road, and boom. But I would want my partner to be honest with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my partner was into something like that or my partner had an experience, I would prefer my partner to be 100% honest with me so that a bitch couldn't come tell me nothing. I need to be in my partner's closet with all of his motherfucking skeletons. You understand me? And as long as I'm in there and as long as I know, just say we in a committed relationship and I find out that he has had an experience or something like that in the past, I won't leave him because he's being honest. What I will do is leave him is if somebody else is able to tell me. And people feel like, oh, there's no way that you can find out. Hell, your phone can go off. Well, I can look in your phone or anything can happen that you feel like will never happen. That I find out, and then I can't trust you. Like, the thing is that when you lose my trust, you have to work so hard to get it back. Now, I've had one man that lost my trust, and he worked diligently to get it back, and he earned it back, right? Because he lost my trust behind a mistake, and he owned up to it, and he worked hard as fuck, and he got it back. But most people that lose your trust, they don't work that hard to get it back because, why am I going to put that work in? You know, that's too much work. When they're not owning up to the fact that they're messing up. So as long as my partner is 100% honest with me at all times, I can almost deal with, and I said almost, very loosely, anything. You know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't messing with children or you ain't around here trying to take nobody's life, you know, some shit like that, like I can almost deal with, you know, anything. Almost.
Well.
But that's it, man. Right. We can jump all this in the world famous chop up mode. You can take it on from here. You got 27 minutes to shut this bit down.
So, yes. So, for the people out there, people that's new to the show, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop-up. So, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain topics that I thought was interesting throughout the week. As always, before I get into it, Black, was there anything you was tripping on during this past week?
Nope.
Okay. So, with that being the case, all right, so a couple things I'm going to get into first. First, Will Smith. So, I just heard about this. Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on this, Smooth. So, yeah, Will Smith. Go ahead. Let me set it up, and then I'll let you, you know, chime in on it. So, basically.
Before we start on the Will Smith shit, right? Let's get this one thing straight.
All
right. We just got finished talking about committed relationships and all this good shit. And what hurts my heart the most is if you're in a relationship with somebody, right, either be good or bad, you see what I'm saying? Whatever actions that was done in public, even if you ain't with it, you see what I'm saying? In public, you with it. Period. Nigga, you don't never make no motherfucking statement like, oh man, whoopty woo and all this other good shit. I don't condone all. No, bitch, no. What I'm making a statement about is the fact that it really don't matter why a motherfucker did something. Like, I mean, it's a man's responsibility. Period. Like, whatever the fuck you do. Period. Nigga, whatever consequences happen, it happens. Nigga, that's your right as a fucking man. So if a nigga decide to walk up and slap a nigga, he made that decision. You need to ask the question why the other nigga ain't decided to slap the nigga back. That's what I'm into. But when the broad, when the female, when one side of the spectrum be talking about, oh, he was defending his family, yeah, whatever, bitch, you don't know shit. Because this bitch done fucked around, made a statement talking about some shit like, oh, I don't condone the violence and all this other bullshit. Like, hold up, bitch. Hold up. Wait a minute. Now, according to the one side of the spectrum, this nigga slapping motherfuckers to try to protect you. But now here you coming out with a statement talking about I'm strong and ain't nobody need to defend myself. Like, bitch, you can be strong all you want, but you don't make that public statement. You see what I'm saying? Like, whatever happens, happens, nigga. We going down together. Period. That's where I'm at with the shit.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I, you know, just from your personality, I can get how you would feel that way. But like Will Smith, you know what I'm saying, and Jada Pinkett, remember they are big time brands. So it's just politics.
No. I don't give two fucks about no goddamn brand, nigga. Like, nigga, if I decide to burn this bitch down, nigga, you burn this bitch down with me. Period. That's how we get down. Like, you married, right? So if your wife decides to say, hey, nigga, hey, we going to burn this bitch down, guess what? This might be your most lucrative ass thing. Fuck it. You got to burn it down with her. You can be like, man, damn, I really don't want to burn it down, but she said we're going to burn it down, so we burn the bitch down together.
It's damage control, man. That's what they doing.
As soon as she came out with that statement, right, as soon as she came out with that statement, since they're no longer a cohesive fucking unit, that's when they charged a nigga with 10 years. This nigga is banned for 10 years like this. As soon as she came out with that statement, he lost the Netflix deal and he lost the fucking deal with fucking Sony. You see what I'm saying? Because it's no longer a cohesive unit. That's where I'm at with it. You see what I'm saying? As long as they had the narrative, right, that he was protecting his family, hey, he can still make the fucking money, but now that she's a strong woman and she ain't need his protection, all this other bullshit, guess what? Netflix deal fell through. Sony deal fell through. They banned a nigga for 10 fucking years from some Academy bullshit. That's what happens when the cohesive unit is no longer cohesive. All
right, so look, that's why I wanted you to set it up for the people, or, you know what I'm saying? Because
I didn't know for the people. Let's get this straight.
What happened?
Yeah, all right, continue.
What I was saying is, basically, I stopped following the story. I just knew he got banned for the 10 years, so I was going to talk about that. I didn't know that what you just saying, that she came out with a statement saying strong woman and stuff like that, because I thought Will Smith did enough damage control to kind of just, she could have just said no comment. She didn't really even have to make that statement. So, yeah,
from what you're saying now, that was doing a little much. He could have just been quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, he did what he did. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get it, but yeah. So I mean, but so now with that,
that's
case,
your man, though. You see what I'm saying? Regardless, that's your fucking man.
She could have just said no comment. She didn't have to go this whole like I don't need to be protected and all that. She could have just said no comment. You know what I'm saying? No comment. No comment. Or whatever, but you know what I'm saying. But that's always been her brand too. Like some tough, too. Like she always been like the tough chick. You know what I'm saying? A little bit like the little cute tough chick. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I don't know if they wanted to kind of. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to look. I would have did it, or my wife would have did it. But I'm just trying to. I'm trying to get into their heads to see why they said it. You know what I'm saying? I can understand you. You're not that type of person, so I get that.
No,
I'm just trying to put myself in
Will
Smith's opinion.
Right?
Huh?
It makes no sense for us to try to get in somebody's head because we really don't know how people think. You see what I'm saying? Like,
well, you do.
Like,
you do to, wait, hold on, hold on. We do to a certain extent because you see in their actions, so you see how they thinking.
Right, but it makes no sense for trying to get into their head because we really don't know the real reason why or something happened. Like the motherfucking slap. Like, fuck that. I'm not about to fuck around and dissect why a nigga did some shit that was out of character. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not about to do that. I dissected it last week. That's what I do, man. I love to analyze shit. I mean, I don't know if I'm right, but, you know, it's just my intuition.
The only
question
a nigga should have asked is why the fuck Chris Rock ain't react. That other shit, like, it is what it is. Like, nigga, look, you a fucking man. Men make decisions every day.
He is the thing, though, man. You just saying this person reacted, why he did this, why he did this, why he didn't do this. Smooth. Which you got to understand. Look, and I get it. It's kind of hard to fathom because you're like, nah, even if I had the money like that, big money, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying just big, you know what I'm saying? They are like big time brands, you know what I'm saying? Just people to know, you know what I'm saying? They in the know. So all I'm just trying to say is Chris Rock has a brand. Will Smith has a brand. Jada Pinkett has a brand. Will and Jada have a brand. Their whole family has a brand. So they're just, right now, is damage control. So, like, he can't take back what he did. What he did is infamous. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to go down in history as, like, wow, the Oscars, you know what I'm saying? They always going to, you know, point that out. You know what I'm saying? That's just a part of history. But at the same time, Chris Rock didn't react because, really, Chris Rock is not a street dude. You know what I'm saying? Not to say you got to be a street dude to defend yourself. That was me. I would have defended myself regardless. You know what I'm saying? But Chris Rock, I guess, I'm just trying to analyze it. I guess he looking at it like, look, I'm going to come back with my comedy with it. I ain't going to, like, mess this up and just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to do comedy and I'm going to boss up and, I mean, like, I guess capitalize off of this. Because, you know, his next Netflix deal or whatever comedy stand-up is going to be through the roof because everybody want to hear what he's going to say. So I think he looked at it from that point of view. Will Smith, he did it, and then he just did the damage control. Then, you know, he apologized to the Academy, and then later on he comes back and apologizes to Chris Rock, I guess, after his publicist probably talked to him and all this other stuff to maybe try to save the movies he got coming out or whatever. And then Jada Pinkett, now, I agree with you. I think she could have just said no comment. But once again, her brand has always been kind of like, you know, a little cute, tough chick. So she's just thinking like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I used to kick it with Tupac. I don't need nobody to defend me. I don't know. Maybe that's how she's thinking, too, because of just the whole feminist and the Me Too. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. Move. You know the type of what we're living in. So that's the only thing I can think of why she would do that. But anyway, to move on, Will Smith did get suspended for 10 years from the Oscars. And, you know, and I think they just wanted to do something, too, because, you know, he slapped Chris Rock, and then he ended up winning the award. So it's just like they got to do something because he was just being rewarded.
Well, that was only done after the statement came out.
True.
Period.
Well,
because they was never going to hit his ass up in 10 years. He was never going to lose the Netflix deal or Sony deal if it was a cohesive unit. You see what I'm saying? Once she came out with a statement and shit like that, condemning the actions and that she didn't need no fucking protection,
I agree with you.
I don't care. Cool. The narrative of protecting your female is out the window.
Yeah, because she came with her, like, you know, women's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't get women.
It's not even about the women's shit. Some people do shit out of spite. You see what I'm saying? That was a spiteful action. Period. That was a spiteful action, dog. Like, I don't know their relationship, but a lot of spiteful shit has been occurring for the last few years.
What do you mean? What, you talking about slapping Chris Rock out of spite? You talking about
No. I'm talking about
I'm talking about as far as between Will and Jada, as far as the statements being made towards Will.
Jada Pinkett doing it out of spite for Will Smith, you saying?
A lot of, like, I don't know what that nigga did to start it. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that he did something to start it. I'm not saying he did something to finish it. But whatever the fuck's been going on, a lot of spiteful shit has been said or has been occurring for the last few years.
And
the statement that she made, dog, as far as, you know what I'm saying, what happened with the fucking slap, nigga, that was spiteful. Like,
yeah,
nigga, you cost me a million. Bitch, I just went on motherfucking stage, slapped the motherfucker according to the world. I'm not, because, like, look, it's all about how you carry yourself. I guarantee you, nigga, the likelihood of this nigga getting up saying, hey, bro, I'm about to go slap this nigga right here. Smooth about to get this work. Nigga, it's slim to none. You see what I'm saying? The likelihood of this nigga getting up slapping The Rock Johnson is slim to none. You see what I'm saying? That nigga seen an easy target. He seen Pookie from New Jack City and decided to say, I'm about to slap Pookie. So, like, you got to act accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas like me, I'm going to give you the same attention that I would give a fucking midget in a wheelchair. You see what I'm saying? Period. Nigga, I'll slap a – nigga, I will slap a midget for being too short. That's where I'm at with it. I'll slap a midget for being too short, which means there is no limit, dog. You know, somebody, anybody can get at any time. Now, if you're not living that type of time, then you keep your hands to yourself. But if you say, like, at this particular time, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to make this fucking action, all right, make the action. Make the action. But even if my action wrong, my significant other, the bitch that I'm committed with, like, nigga, we go down together. Period.
And look, I mean, from what you're telling me, like I said, I didn't read her whole statement, but from it's all about they all trying to just say they brands, man. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Statement
that's what
killed the brand.
Huh?
The What's statement up? Killed the brand. Like
it might have killed cohesive brand, but for her brand, it is probably going to help. Cause, she got the little talk show thing, the red table talk and all that. So she got her own little thing too. You know what I'm saying? So look, and I agree. You know what I'm saying? Like the more and more as I get older, as I get wiser, as I look at other people's relationships, my family relationships, the male has to be the head of the household, man. That's just what it's got to be. You know what I'm saying? And y'all all got to fall, the family got to fall in line with that for it to really be cohesive and really go the way it should. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, just in these modern times that we're in, women have their own type of things, and they got their own. Like I said, I mean, women's rights has been good for a lot of things, but then it's been bad in other things because women can sometimes feel that they should be the head of the household, and that's just gonna throw off nature, in my opinion. So what I'm just trying to say is, I think maybe that's why their relationship maybe has had its ups and downs or whatever, because they're both who's the head. Sometimes it seems like Will Smith is, but then sometimes it seems like Jada takes the lead. And you know what I'm saying? It's like nobody kind of falls in line. So what you're saying is I get what you're saying. Like a normal wife would have probably just been quiet, you know what I'm saying, and just said no comment. Like if this was been Beyonce and Jay-Z for whatever, Beyonce would have probably said no comment or whatever, because she seems like she'll fall behind Jay-Z. But Jada, she just seems different. You know what I'm saying? She's always been outspoken and always seems like she should have ended up with Tupac, but she got Will Smith, you know, as a consolation prize. They got two kids together, but she still, at the same time, she don't want to be like, Will Smith is just a star, and I'm just going to fall in line. Like, she still want to do her own thing. I'm sure she still want to have her movie career and all this other stuff, too, because she, like, you know, that talk show that she has on Facebook is pretty popular, you know, to her demographic. So I'm just saying for her demographic and her brand, I think that's why she
Why am I keep hearing Tupac's name when Jada was with fucking Will Smith before Tupac died? So I'm confused. How the fuck is that a consolation prize? You see what I'm saying? So motherfuckers want to use Tupac's name, but then when you start to do the math, that's like Kamala Harris, right? Kamala Harris talking about she was smoking weed and listening to Tupac in college, but bitch, when you was in fucking college, that nigga wasn't even rapping. You see what I'm saying? So when you do the motherfucking math, bitch, you was with this nigga way before Tupac died. So how is fucking Will Smith a consolation prize?
Because, man, you just really, I mean, look, if you really just study it out, it's becoming just a Will Smith, Jada Smith, freaking but anyway, if you really just study, I mean, her work or Jada Pinkett through the years, like, I've been a fan of Jada Pinkett. I rock with, you know, not so much now, but back in the day, Menace to Society, I told you, like, one of my, you was kind of high last week, but Menace to Society is top three movies of all time, you know what I'm saying? And I love her performance in that. So what I'm just saying is, to me, that the reason why the performance was so good, because I think that's her. You know what I'm saying? I think in her, when you really get down to her core, I think she's got a more of a like a roughness to her. You know what I'm saying? Like she's got a rough. She's a little rough around the edges at her core. You know, of course, you know, through the years, through Hollywood, she's mellowed out.
Make your statement make sense to me. You being rough ain't got shit to do with you sabotaging another motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I just don't understand it. A loyal motherfucker is a loyal motherfucker, period. You can be rough and loyal. Like, so you saying if you rough, you ain't loyal? Because that statement wasn't loyal.
No, I'm not saying if she rough, she ain't loyal. I'm just saying, because your point was you asked me the whole Tupac situation, why Tupac's name keep coming up and why people keep mentioning Tupac, because people see what I'm saying.
What?
Like, they seen the chemistry that she had, even though they wasn't together and they didn't do, they had a vibe. It seemed like they had a chemistry because they was like, kind of like two of the same type of people in a way. They was both kind of, you know, just, you know, Will Smith is not that rugged type of dude. That's just not him. He's more of a, you know, funny comedian type, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not, that's why this was so out of character. I mean, like, I guess it's kind of, part of him, you know what I'm saying, but he was, you know, he's not looked at as a, I don't want to say thug or nothing like that, but he's not looked at as no street kind of guy. So for this just was like, kind of like, wow, this was like off, like something really got to be going on with Will Smith for him to do something like this. So I guess the point I'm trying to say is, when you were trying to say, you know, why she say something because that messed up his deals, I'm trying to tell you, Smooth, that she sees her brand. She's just trying to make sure that her – and she's not thinking about Will Smith. And that's the point that I'm trying to say. Like, so it just seems like their relationship has been a little off balance because it's like, who's the head of the household? Is it Will or is it Jada? Because Will – let's just seem like Jada was the head of the household when she got the whole August, Alcina, you know, I'm doing my thing. Like, she kind of took the dude's point of view. That's like some dude shit. Like, I'm going to have a little jump off. You know, usually you hear that from the guy's point of view, the guy – got his jump off, and you know, yeah, they marry or whatever, and it comes out. But it's Jada. That's why it was so, this whole entanglement.
It was because they was broken up. Like, nigga, she had full permission to do what the fuck she wanted to do because they were broken up. He had his bitch. Right. But listen. At the end of the day, right? There's many dynamics to marriages. See, like, your marriage is strictly you and your wife. You see what I'm saying? At the time when August Alsina was fucking and shit, like, nigga, everything was out in the open. They wasn't together. They was married, but they wasn't together, so it don't count.
But the way that came out, though, it's just the look of it. You know what I'm saying? Even though it is,
it came out years later. So that's why the acting part is fucked up, because it came out years after it happened. So when Will Smith was crying on fucking TV, nigga, that he was acting. You see what I'm saying? He was acting because he's an actor. When he slapped Chris Rock, he was acting because he was an actor. You see what I'm saying? That motherfucker, he was researching the motherfucking Simone and Venus Williams fucking daddy.
Williams.
And, you know, Simone, what's the fucking name? Damn, I fucked the name up.
Richard Williams? Who, Serena? Venus?
Serena. I called it this Simone. I'm thinking about Simone Biles with her thick ass. My bad. I want that I digress. So you fuck around, you harness this nigga personality, and you wild out. All right, whatever. But what happened after the fact, you see what I'm saying, is some disloyal type shit. Nigga, if I'm If I'm with my bitch and I know my bitch and she's a messy type bitch, I'm not taking that bitch outside. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm a loyal nigga. And I know if she starts some shit, then I might have to fuck around and finish the shit. So I stay away from that shit. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm a loyal motherfucker. Period. If that bitch do some stupid shit, I'm forced to comply with the dumb shit. That's why you just stay away from situations like that.
Look, man. An open relationship, whatever, man, it tells me that she is loyal to herself to a certain – look, it just comes back to Brandon, man. We going in the same – we going in circles with
this. We going in circles with Brandon.
That's what I'm trying to say, man. She protected her brand to her, you know what I'm saying? But I get where you come from. I agree with you. But I'm saying from her, she protected her brand. She's, like I said, cute, tough chick, man, that used to date Tupac back in the day. You know what I'm saying? That's Jada Pinkett, man. Anyway.
So, nigga, Tupac don't count because she wound up fucking a prepubescent teenager who's a drug addict. Like, nigga, so, I mean, like, bitch, your choice of niggas ain't adding up to Tupac, bitch. So shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Hey, well. All right, so I digress on that. But switching gears, so finally, like I said, I'm going to go into the sports report. I got about 5 minutes left in the show. I'm going to get into the sports report real quick. And basically, NBA playoffs, man. So I'm going to run it down real quick. So this year has been one of the worst years I can remember of just watching NBA basketball. Like, I hope this really pays off for the playoffs because NBA basketball, I know – this is, like, being talked about on a lot of different sport talk shows. But basically how, like, this season was so trash because a lot of the star players, you know what I'm saying, anytime you put on a primetime game, half the players wasn't there. You know, you got the whole Kyrie situation with the whole, you know, COVID. And then it's just, like, a lot of the star players, is this whole, I forgot what they call it, but the management of their, like, injuries or whatever, I forgot the term, but, you know, long story short, a lot of the marquee players have been missing throughout the whole season, and it's just really been an uneven season. And then, of course, two of the major markets not being in the playoffs, I mean, not with their marquee teams. So we got the Lakers who didn't make the playoffs with LeBron, with Anthony Davis, with Russell Westbrook, with Carmelo Anthony, star-studded, how you didn't make the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? But the Clippers made it, you know what I'm saying? At least the play-in tournament. And then, you know, on the other side, the Knicks, you know, had a great season. Not a great season, but a good season last year. You know what I'm saying? Showed some promise. New York City thought they was really going to make a push, and they didn't make it. But, you know, we got the Brooklyn Nets in there. So I guess I say all that to say this. I think this is what it's been building up for, and now I'm just going to run down real quick of the playoff matchups that could happen. So we got the play-in tournament, which is going to take place on Tuesday. And with the play-in tournament, on the West, you got the New Orleans Pelicans going against the San Antonio Spurs. So New Orleans, we'll see if Zion can make an appearance. I mean, why not, man? I don't know. Well, getting back to my point, Zion Williams.
Oh, look, hurt. He
ain't playing.
He ain't coming out 2022. He ain't coming out 2022.
Oh yeah. You in New Orleans? So you.
See that nigga next year.
So that's the prime point that I was just trying to say. All these star players aren't available. So, you know, they playing Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs. I don't even know who's on the Spurs now. You know, big shout out to Tim Duncan back in the day. You know what I'm saying? He was the Spurs. But, you know, Popovich got him into the play-in tournament. So we'll see what happens with that. And then on the other side, then we have on the other side of the bracket in the West, we got the Timberwolves. That's my sleeper team, man. So I wrote down my seeds, but I can't even see. But anyway. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they got Carl Anthony Towns. He's had a, you know, quietly MVP-type season this year. They got Anthony Edwards, young dude out of Atlanta. I want to see, man. What's good about these playoffs, man, the early rounds, is you get to see, like, the people that's going to make a name for themselves, you know what I'm saying? So playoff basketball, man, intensity's there. But anyway, they're going to be going against the Clippers. Paul George is back. I don't believe Kawhi is going to be playing another star. Not playing. I don't know what's up with the NBA, man. They got to get it together. They got to really do some collective bargaining and figure something out, man, because this is bad for the sport. But anyway, so we'll see who wins that between the T-Wolves and the Clippers. I got the T-Wolves in that game. The New Orleans and San Antonio, I don't know, but that's the West. And then on the East, we got, you know, big shout out to Trae Young. He's a prime person that made a name for themselves. He's the reason why the Knicks couldn't get right this year, because the Knicks went up against Atlanta in the first round last year, and, you know, Atlanta beat them. And then, you know, the Knicks ain't been the same. But so big shout out to Trae Young. You know, he's the best Atlanta Hawks since Dominique Wilkins, man. Definitely doing his thing. And they're going to go against Charlotte Hornets. I'm looking to see Charlotte. I want to see if LaMelo Ball, you know what I'm saying? He had an awesome highlight. Looked like Magic Johnson, man, a little old-school Magic Johnson play. But he kind of took it with the athleticism through the leg. I don't know if anybody saw what I'm talking about, but it was like a highlight a couple nights ago. But, yeah, the Charlotte Hornets, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Michael Jordan. Finally got his team in the play-in tournament. So we'll see what they're going to do. I think – I don't know. That can go either way, too, man. I think I don't know who's going to win Atlanta and Charlotte on that game. And then lastly, we got Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, in the playing tournament, and they're going to be playing Cleveland. So, you know, I think Brooklyn definitely going to take that. Cleveland definitely had the year that I thought the Knicks would have had, you know what I'm saying? But Cleveland's in the playing tournament, and LeBron's not.